Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and today is Wednesday, July 6, 2005, and this is 5x5. One of the interesting things about my current project, my musical, recreational, critical project, which is trying to find the gems, the songs that I really love in the huge BitTorrent file of demo songs from the South by Southwest Music Festival, a total of 750 songs of all genres of contemporary popular music.
There had been a rain.
Has been the way in which I naturally begin to build a set of critical principles that
once the last of the rain had dwindled until only intermittent drops fell from the roof. Once the last of the rain had dwindled until only intermittent drops fell from the eaves of roofs,
probably,
and reflected the underlying eyes.
A burden of his argument on that page, I think, is that it's beautiful even if there was no God created. And so here I am engaged in a cultural Darwinism. I downloaded the entire BitTorrent file, and I put it all about bit by bit.
How could they be so rational, so focused,
such clever game players
when it came to their own immediate self-interest?
Didn't such focus, such clarity mean that they were faking? And if they were faking, didn't that mean that their problem was all in their head,
or
functional
as whatever principle of taste or judgment that formed the basis of the decision?
And that's when I had thought, a quiet voice murmuring something like, oh man, another heavy metal screamer, get rid of that one, or,
well, that song had potential until the string section kicked in during the chorus, and now it's gone.
Taking it a step further, I guess I also note and develop the general principle of my own taste. It's pretty clear that I don't like most heavy metal screamers, especially the ones that simply consist of playing a single chord really loud and fast and coming in on top of a crazy
and not realizing that there really is a third
and
dimension.
I don't like
but,
sappy,
but that, in fact, is okay. What his argument was.
So,
anyway, he's basically decided, no, we don't have to do that. The chances of our laws being perfectly correct by pure chance, by the pure chance
that ancient overcoat that I wear for these morning vigils, my old slippers, especially the left one, were badly split. And with long, decisive steps, my hands in the pockets of my posthumous coat. I guess it means that this is the coat he will wear
in his
coffin.
It's simply a refinement
and
a
form of self-knowledge about myself and about the songs, I guess, as well. And so I delete the songs I like and keep the ones I don't like, but you know, it's not that simple. I've always found that being asked whether I like something or don't like something, that being asked that question makes me uncomfortable. It throws the focus on myself instead of on the things being discussed. And actually, the real question here is not so much whether I like it right now, or whether I. But the question,
oh,
real
Carl Hayes's, I wish I had States of Light, which is, you know, a song about a songwriter who is leaving Nashville. I think there have been plenty of songs written in his name. Because he probably didn't make it there, and he just got drunk.
The whole set of ideas,
and it's just.
A really beautiful, strongly written
the little person watching to the cameras of the eyes and listening through the stereo system of the ears,
the ghost in the organic machine, the pilot of the ship. And this homunculus was not only in my head, but in my entire world view up until that moment. Growing up in the Catholic schools, I guess I'd been inculcated with the idea of the soul and the body being profoundly different things. It was part of the definition,
the essential part.
We ought to be then to find that they would resume their original path. But this test is impossible. It can only be partially applied, and even when it is applied, there will still be some bodies which will not return to their original
lyrics. The songs that have sappy choruses, that's a huge criteria. The rap songs that advocate violence toward women. And the pompous, overproduced imitations of British pop music, and you know the somber. Some of those songs I end up listening to quite a while because there's something interesting about them, but they keep going and they get more and more somber, and eventually I just have to quit.